much about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective. The question is, are we rock and roll? And I say you're goddamn right, we rock and roll.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
See, like, once you lick it, then it's, the flavor's gone? Or do you have to keep, you keep licking it?
Really?
Stop talking.
Honestly, you want
please don't. About that. Please don't. We don't have enough tape yet.
So how long do you usually lick it, Allie?
Well, that's my question, because if you lick it once, is it done? Or do you have to keep licking?
Depends what a good licker you are.
I would keep licking.
Are we there yet?
Hardly not, never.
Is there anything not tough you can tell me right now?
Here it is, exclusive. The Monkees. Never Canada.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
These nuts.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You won't be disappointed.
Roll another one.
For reals, yo.
Just like the other one.
You like girls, we like girls.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face.
And I need another hit.
Time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Life gives you Yemen. You gotta make Yemenade.
Roll another one.
It's about ideas, bro.
Just like the other one.
I blame it on the hip hop.
This one seems to be about to end.
Awkward.
I don't have another cent.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
It could also be diarrhea.
Just pass it around.
You like that? You like that?
I don't want to let that joint, my friend.
That's what she said.
Pass it on down.
And now.
Okay, guys, hey, guess what? You just got blazed.
Yeah! Our feature presentation.
We take such joy in such stupidity.
That is accurate.
Yeah, that's the show. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, the 6th of May.
What's up, you guys?
You know.
Hanging and banging.
Right.
What?
Like we do.
Honking the hits, like
honking
you do.
Honking the hits, right.
Everybody excited about the weekend?
Yes.
Sure.
Doing anything? Going any place? Living any dreams?
Living any dreams? Let me think. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I am.
My dream is for more sleep.
Oh. Are you living a dream this weekend, Allie?
This is like 5 days I'm working.
Yeah,
I noticed that, by the way. I didn't want to say anything and jinx it yesterday, but when you showed up 4 days in a week yesterday, I thought that was some sort of new world record.
How are you feeling today?
I think I'm going to make it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have like a second wind, or are you just running on fumes now?
No, I'm all good. I feel better than I ever have.
You couldn't even get that out.
Kevin, you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Sound like we lost today. Allie, what exciting thing are you doing? Because last weekend, I was stunned that you went out on Friday and Saturday night, so I figured this weekend was definitely off the table.
Well, next weekend is Weenie Rose, so that's a lot, you know. So I think this weekend I got the alert from Netflix that Grace and Frankie was out.
Okay.
So it's me and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are
going. Do it, ladies.
Wow. Going hard. All right.
It's a cute show.
Allie has no friends.
Okay.
Well, that's actually true.
I do. Grace and Frank.
All right. Here's today's thing before the thing, and that is the update on the young man that we discussed, Hunter Osborne. He's the one who showed his penis in the team yearbook photo for his football team in Arizona.
He has two?
We were talking about how he might end up on a sex offenders list, how he was being charged with 69 counts of indecent exposure, and also, wasn't it some sort of disseminating pornography to minors or something? Yeah. Like, it was something, yep, something bad. Well, here's the update, and that is that the county attorney, Bill Montgomery, said the evidence is lacking to charge Osborne, and he has referred it back to the police. So he has declined
insulting.
To file charges. So I don't know if that's
Hey, come on, charge me. Honestly,
he looked at the photo as hard as he could and couldn't see anything offensive about it. So I'm sure Hunter is not happy with that news. It is at this point unclear whether he will be facing any disciplinary action from the school, but it looks like, at least for now, he's off the hook in terms of problems with the law. That's an update on the story we gave you a couple of days ago. All right, today. Peanut allergies on airplanes, you guys, back in the news. Now, here's a dumb question, and I'm sincerely don't know the answer to this. I never heard about peanut allergies until, I don't know, 20 years ago, something like that. Is it a new thing that people have developed, or have they always been around and we just didn't know why people randomly were dying? What's the history of peanut allergies?
It's a good question because, yeah, when I was a kid, you could eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at school and nobody was blowing up.
Yeah, true. Nobody was blowing up. Nobody ever got sick. Nobody ever died. And I mean, look, I'm not doubting that it is a real thing. I see these tragic stories like that one a few years ago of that that girl that her boyfriend kissed her hours after he'd had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and she died from it.
Oh my
gosh. I know that it's a real allergy.
Yeah.
And I know how serious it is. But I just – did it develop in very recent times is what I'm trying to figure out, because airlines are grappling with whether to ban peanuts on planes, and this issue comes up every couple of years. Should they ban peanuts on planes just because there might be one passenger in, I don't know how many, 1,000, 10,000, whatever it is, that's allergic to peanuts?
I don't know.
How do you handle that? What do you do if you're an airline?
Might that passenger
die? Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like if I'm an airline, I don't want that.
But so no one gets peanuts?
Well, I don't understand how it works, but don't you have like an EpiPen or something?
Yes.
So I think it's on the person. If you have a peanut allergy, you have that with you at all times, right?
Well, here's a San Francisco Bay Area family that were kicked off a flight recently from Provo, Utah, after they revealed that their two-year-old son had a severe peanut allergy. So they basically told the flight attendant, hey – and by the way, it sounds like they were doing exactly what you said, Allie, which is putting the onus on themselves to deal with their child if the child got exposed to peanuts. We're flying on a plane. We recognize the risk. We do have an EpiPen with us. But the flight attendant relayed the message to the pilot, which they're supposed to do. They're supposed to always let the pilot know if there's anybody on with known medical issues. And the pilot requested that they be taken off the plane.
You're off my plane.
That's crazy. How are they ever going to fly? Ever.
They did get a different they were able to get on another flight, a different they were helped by this airline to find a flight on another airline and were able to fly. And they sent a note that said, "We regret you were denied boarding due to any misunderstanding regarding the severity of your child's peanut allergy. I realize that medical issues can be highly challenging. We just want to make sure you arrived home safely." This was the checkup afterwards. But that's a weird story, because I feel like you're right that people have been flying with these peanut allergies and just being super careful and bringing along the antidote, you know? So I don't know what's gonna end up happening, but that's a crazy thing to kill you, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like that pilot just loved peanuts, and he was like, screw you, baby.
Pilot's a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about that.
I think, hey, I was having Cracker Jack behind the wheel tonight. You're telling me I can't because of your dumb two-year-old? So anyway, I'd love to hear from anybody, by the way, if you want to email me about if you know anything about how peanut allergies developed.
That's Bean at krock.com. Bean.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
At krock.com.
You don't want but those emails?
I don't want any emails about peanut allergies.
I feel so lucky that I don't have any food allergies, because I know there are people who blow up. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that people are allergic to.
Sure.
And sometimes it's in their food and they don't even know it. You know, but anyway, crazy, crazy story. So I wish them the best.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach Show, shall we?
That sounds like the government meddling in private enterprise.
I don't think so.
Maybe, though.
Maybe. It's Friday, so we have the movie beat. We also have Ryan Scheckler on the program today. He's got his 7th annual Skate for a Cause we're going to talk to him about. We have Mike McGee from the LA Galaxy.
Wow.
Talking about a game Sunday with New England.
How happy are you?
Very.
With the New England Revolution?
Yes.
That's a team, Ellie. They've been around for a long time.
How did you know that?
Because I know things, Kevin. Mikey
you don't
D's
know
like
things.
All running. He's like, I'm going to kick it. Yeah. Down with soccer now.
And we've got your tickets for the sold-out Weenie Roast on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers and Weezer and Panic at the Disco and Garbage and all the rest talking about more tickets for you to the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast 2016. We've got them for you twice today on today's Kevin and Bean Show. One's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, so I hope you win. Hey, Ralph Garman.
So call now and we'll get back to you later?
No. Just giving people a heads up so they can plan accordingly if they're the type who wants to call in and try to win tickets.
Text in your answer now?
No, we're not doing it right now.
No, all right.
But later
on. I just don't want to miss out. That's all I'm saying. I just don't want to miss out.
Well, I hope you win some, Ralph. It'd be great to have you at the show this year.
Give me some heads up. I'd like to go. I think it'd be fun. I've heard good things about it.
I think so, too.
Everybody getting ready for Mother's Day? Everybody celebrating Mother's Day?
Yep.
This weekend, Mother's Day. Don't forget, you only get one, people. Don't F it up.
Well, that's hurtful, Rev.
Because
many of us don't have moms.
Oh, don't act like you have emotion.
Yeah, why do you bring it up? What's going on?
Just what's going on?
Yeah.
Mother's Day is going on this weekend.
Well, I know,
kind
but
of a
we
big
know
deal.
Mother, right. I thought maybe you're bringing it up in showbiz because there was something happening, some Mother's Day event or something like that. Just curious what you were leading up to.
Yep.
I just want to talk to people about Mother's Day. Just happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
But why?
Out
what's
there.
The point?
Does it have to be
a story?
What are you getting to?
Can we just look forward to a day where we celebrate mothers this weekend?
But why?
There's a celebrity that ruined it already, or what?
No one's ruined anything.
Where are you heading with this?
Free something for moms at the theater? Or?
Nothing. Just happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Is that the...
You know, it was invented in Philadelphia. Did you know that? First Mother's
I believe
Day
you bring
ever.
That up every year.
Philadelphia,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, the home of Mother's Day. Very first Mother's Day celebrated in Philadelphia in 1908.
They celebrate by, like, punching their mom in the face.
I see what you did there. Because of all the stereotypical violence.
I believe a Father's Day was invented in the state of Washington, by the way.
Holy crap. This show already blows. Come on.
Hey,
we've got 5 minutes to get it together before people get up at 6. Come
right.
on, guys.
Would you like to talk more peanuts? Why don't you go bite me?
If you have your peanut allergy email, send that to
bean.com. Instead of me talking about something that actually happens this weekend, the guy who starts the show with, what are you doing this weekend? Huh, what? Hey, you got anything going? Hey, what's happening with you? Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Hey, everybody, you living the dream this weekend? So don't come at me talking about something that actually happens this weekend.
I've just tried to draw out my coworkers, who generally are not very forthcoming with personal stories, to get them to talk about what's happening in their lives. So we can
That's
get to know
talk
them
right
a little
there,
bit.
Man.
Thank you, lady.
Hey, yeah, this is a cool list. How about the list of the hottest moms on television?
Sure.
Okay, now
hottest
we're talking.
Moms on television as we talk about Mother's Day. Any guesses? Who's the hottest?
Sofia Vergara.
Gloria Delgado Pritchett, is that who you're talking about from Modern Family?
Exactly.
She'd be the number one hottest mom on TV, Allie.
Thank
Good
you.
Guess.
Yeah.
Great guess.
Slam dunk.
Thanks.
Right
followed
there.
As number two by Mama June.
She did not make the top 10
what?
This year.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Crap. Becky with the good hair?
Oh. Becky Katsopoulos, Lori Loughlin, number two on the list of hottest moms on TV.
How about that?
So wow. Becky with the good hair from Fuller House, Lori Loughlin. Second hottest mom on TV.
Look at Allie get number one and number two.
Thank you.
Right? You're good.
I feel good.
Farrah Abramson.
She did not make the list, although she sure is a mom. Peta Murgatroyd. Peta Murgatroyd did not make the top 10 list. Yeah. Nikki Sanders from Heroes. Remember Nikki? She had that little son.
Yeah.
Little kid had power. She had powers. Remember, she could freeze people or whatever
Barely.
She did. Remember Heroes?
She was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Allie Larder is the actress.
Is this an all-time list?
Third
this is
on the list.
Current shows.
It's a recent list. Hottest
recent
moms on television.
I'm going to say,
like,
how about...
June Cleaver's not on there or
okay,
anything.
But what about... What's-her-face from
Right, what's-her-face from that?
Gilmore Girls lady who's also the mom on Parenthood.
Lorelai Gilmore, yes. Lauren Graham, fifth on the list.
Lorelai Gilmore, Lauren Graham. Give it to her for Gilmore, all right?
Fifth on the list. We skipped over number four, which was Gabrielle Solis. Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives, fourth on the list.
Okay.
It'd be hard-pressed to argue with any of these, I think.
Yeah.
And the order, maybe a little bit.
Marge Simpson?
No, she's fictional.
Oh.
She's a cartoon.
Oh, Kevin.
Nancy Botwin. It's hard. Mary Louise Parker from Weeds. Sixth on the list. Let's not forget Joan Holloway, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Oh, right.
Seventh on the list. Number eight, Claire Dunphy, Julie Bowen from Modern Family. Eighth on the list. And number nine. Oh, they only giving me nine here.
It's a weak top ten list if they're only giving you nine.
Yes. Daenerys Targaryen, you know her.
From
Game of Thrones.
No.
Amelia Clark.
She plays a dragon.
She's the mother of the dragon. Yeah, she's the mother of all dragons.
Right.
I think. She's Dragon Mom.
Right.
She is a ninth on the list. So there you go.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Number 10's a write-in, I guess. You can just fill in the blank with yourself.
Anyone thing makes you happy, you say, oh, why isn't this person in the top 10? Just put that person at number 10, then you won't be nearly so upset.
All lists should leave one blank space.
I think you can just
fill it in.
For one write-in candidate, right?
I like it.
New releases today. New CDs are released, of course, on Friday, the way God intended. And so here's what you can pick up. The new album of country music covers by Cyndi Lauper is available.
That's not a thing.
Sure it is.
That's a thing?
It's called Detour. Huh. And Cyndi Lauper's country album. You can pick that up today.
But they're all other people's songs? It's strictly covers?
All covers.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Come on. Cyndi Lauper, country.
I mean, I'm hearing words, but nothing's landing.
Nothing's landing.
Nope.
Goo Goo Dolls have a new album called Boxes out today. You heard me. Death Grips, Bottomless Pit is the name of their new record. Keith Urban's got a new one called Ripcord. Sure he does.
Of course.
It's got the country song right there, isn't it? White Lung, Paradise, Greg Reporter. Take Me to the Alley, Andy Black, The Shadow Side, and Mike Posner, At Night Alone. So those are some of your new releases coming out today. Today, celebrity birthdays. I look down. You know, Dave, the King of Mexico, prepares this list for me each and every morning. So that when I come in here to showbiz, I just take it and I say, oh, thanks so much for your help. And I sit down and I don't even really glance at it until the end of the first showbiz.
And how long has it been working that way?
Forever.
Maybe glance at it. What do you got on there? Something objectionable.
Well, it's celebrity birthdays.
Right.
Chris Paul of the Clippers is the first name on the list today. Chris Paul of the Clippers.
Please refer to him as Point God Chris Paul. Thank you.
Point God.
Instead of point guard. See?
I would say he's a legitimate birthday. I think he's certainly a local celebrity.
We tried.
Right. That's the Clippers.
Maybe when he wins. Maybe we'll talk about him when he wins. How about that?
There you go. Birthday shout-outs are for winners.
That's right. He's 31 today. Gabrielle Sidibe. Precious.
From an Empire, yeah.
An Empire. 33 years old today. Adrian Palicki. Oh.
Yep. There's the bell, thank you.
Bobby.
That bell is all janky.
Sounds a little gooey.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah.
See, of course, Bobby Morris from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and also Friday Night Lights, 33 years old today. And George Clooney, the Clune Dog. The Silver Fox. He is 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey!
Good one, Chip. I'm on Team Chip.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That's the new one from Blink 182. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's K-Rock.
And it is finally Friday. That means Ralph is here with one of the most anticipated movie beats of the year. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Bunch of interesting films this weekend. Of course, we're going to talk about the big blockbuster, but let's talk about some of the smaller films in limited release first. Like a documentary called Elstree 1976. It is the story of actors and extras reminiscing about their time on the set of Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, the very first Star Wars film. And it didn't... I can't really do this justice. Let me go to an expert who can describe to you what the documentary is about.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
There's a documentary about some of the people, not behind the scenes, but sort of the secondary, not even secondary, third, fourth, fifth level. I don't know.
You want another run at that?
No.
Okay.
That so there you go. A moment.
I mean, that guy makes a lot of sense. That clears it up.
Third, fourth, fifth level. You know, the levels of show business when they have levels.
Well, don't they assign, Ralph, you're an actor.
Yeah, you get a level.
A movie, they assign a level, right?
Right. Everybody stays on their level, and then it's whatever, you know. So, here's some clips from Elstree.
I said, George, how do you want me to play this? He said, well, play it like they do in the movies.
Not everything's going to stay in the film.
And I was quite angry and hurt.
It was just a nightmare.
The only thing really got me out of this house was really going to do this convention.
He said, I'll pay you £300.
Well, doing what? He said, signing autographs.
I said, are you for real?
My face was in the movie, you know. Jeremy's got a bucket on his head. What's that about?
Well, that's purely because it's Boba Fett. I can't say any more than that. It's not my fault.
You are all going to die tonight.
No, it has nothing to do with dying tonight.
It's scary to me.
No, it's a lovely documentary about some of our favorite Star Wars participants.
I misunderstood.
From all the levels, from the third, fourth, fifth level. Right? All the different levels.
Makes a lot more
covered
sense now, doesn't it?
It does.
Thank you.
Clarified things. Mm-hmm. A bigger splash, also in limited release this weekend. Tilda Swinton, Ralph Fiennes, Dakota Johnson. Great cast. It's about a vacation of a famous rock star and a filmmaker that gets disrupted by the unexpected visit of an old friend and his daughter. And boy, is there a splash then. I would dare to say a bigger splash than they even expected. Here's clips from the trailer.
You're pretty domesticated for a rock star.
Have I done anything to upset you?
Do you want some?
I don't smoke.
That doesn't mean you don't want some.
We were friends. Better than brothers.
The world is not ready for your honesty.
What's the point of Paul in your life?
I fall in love with every pretty thing.
You don't want to do this.
I love you.
You're insane.
Everyone's obscene. That's the whole point.
You are all going to die tonight.
Once again, I don't
not
think
scary. There's...
That sounded...
Not really a horror movie. It's just about interpersonal relationships and sexy young women coming onto older dudes.
I know Kevin's policy is to see anything that Tilda Swinton is in.
I know,
be there.
Huge.
He loves her.
He does good work.
It's not a he, it's a she,
it's a
Tilda
woman.
Swinton.
One of the best actresses in the world, Kevin.
Kevin calls himself a Tilda maniac. I don't even know if you know that or not. Pele! Pele!
Pele!
Pele! Birth of a Legend. Finally, the biopic about Pele we've all been waiting for.
You are all going to die tonight.
I don't believe so.
Oh.
Pele, of course, known still to this day as one of the greatest players in that other sport that people sometimes talk about.
Soccer.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
He led Brazil to its first World Cup victory at the age of 17. Believe it or not.
And then free drinks for the rest of his life.
That's pretty much true. This is the story of his life. Vince D'Onofrio stars in this film, along with other people that all sound like they're from Brazil. Pele, Birth of a Legend, it's called. It's in limited release this weekend. Here's some clips from the trailer of Pele.
I'll win a World Cup for Brazil. I promise.
I can't play like the other guys.
What's wrong with not playing the way the other guys do?
You may be 16 years old, but you're now a spokesman for this great nation.
Everyone eager to watch the magical style of play.
It must inspire your team to believe in themselves. Now is the time for Pelé.
You are all going to die tonight.
Yeah,
I think that's terrifying.
Pretty inspirational speech that coach was giving.
Oh, man, everyone sounds so on fire in this film.
You must go out there and then you'll have all the success of the game. What is wrong with playing like not everyone else plays the game? I will win the World Cup for Brazil even though I am little. You are a child, but you still can be great for everyone.
What the hell's going on? This cast
like
of robots?
New one-man show. Hey, Kevin, I'll defer to you as our soccer correspondent, but Pele's still alive, right?
Yes. Still alive.
Wow.
One of the greatest of all time.
Time. All right.
Yep.
All right. Also coming out this weekend, Being Charlie. This movie looks awesome. Rob Reiner is the director. It's written by his son, Nick. And it's semi-autobiographical, the story of a young man of famous parents who has an issue with drug addiction, who breaks out of a treatment center and lives on the streets. Apparently this all actually happened to Nick Reiner, and he had to deal with that. Not only that, but a relationship that he forges with a young girl who's also battling drugs. Cary Elwes stars in the film as an actor turned Want to be governor of the state of California. Well, that would never happen.
It's ridiculous.
Common's also in this film. Rob Reiner, as I mentioned, directed. Here's some clips from the trailer of Being Charlie.
6 months of sobriety. Nothing you want to say?
Do I smell like weed?
No.
Dad, I'm not going to listen to you tell me what a drug addict I am.
God damn it.
Careful. I'm one of your constituents now. You wouldn't want to lose the governor's race by one vote.
You can either head back to treatment or live on the streets. It's your choice.
You've had plenty of choices, Charlie.
Yeah, rehab or jail. You know, quite a wide selection there.
One of us had to keep him safe.
For him or for you?
I can't stay here anymore, okay? This place is like a prison.
It's not even close. But don't worry. If you're not dead, you'll probably end up there anyway.
As a parent, these movies terrify me when you see kids 18, 19 years old battling drugs, living on the streets. And lastly, the big blockbuster we've all been waiting for. A little film called Captain America Civil War.
Yay!
Had a chance to see this movie earlier this week, and I gotta tell you, it's a pitch-perfect comic book blockbuster summertime movie. I can't imagine you not enjoying this film. Great cast. Of course, it's the return of all the Avengers. Chris Evans as Captain America. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Scarlett Johansson. Sebastian Stan returns as the Winter Soldier. Bucky Barnes. And the premise is something that we've seen similar this year when it comes to superhero movies. Two factions of superheroes pitted against each other. Captain America and Iron Man, both on different sides of a fascinating topic. You know, they deal with all the repercussions of all of their life-saving adventures as the Avengers. You know, when you see these giant buildings collapsing and stuff, what happens to the innocent people that are caught in the crosshairs between the good guys and the bad guys? So the United Nations steps in. They say, we want to be able to dictate when you go and when you don't go in terms of how you fight crime. Iron Man thinks that's a good idea. Captain America thinks they need to be autonomous, and that's where the battle starts. It's an amazing film. If you're not a geek, if you're not a nerd, it doesn't matter, because it's just a brilliantly written, directed, an acted film. And if you are a geek, it's your nerd dreams come true. You got Spider-Man returning to the fold with the Marvel superheroes. The return of Ant-Man. I loved Paul Rudd in that film. He's got a great role in this film as well. It's a great time. I guarantee it, you will enjoy it. I saw it in IMAX 3D, and I'm not a big 3D guy. I don't see a lot of films in 3D. I don't feel it's necessary all that much, but I think it really enhanced this film. So if you can check it out in 3D or in IMAX, I recommend it. Here's some clips from the trailer of Captain America Civil War.
I know how much Bucky means to you. Stay out of this one.
You saying you'll arrest me?
There will be consequences.
Captain, you seem a little defensive. Well, it's been a long day. If we can't accept limitations, we're no better than bad guys.
That's not the way I see it.
What do?
We fight. Sorry, Tony. You know I wouldn't do this if I had any other choice. But he's my friend. So was I.
It gave me a boner. Yeah.
Right?
Did. Wow.
Yeah. It's really a great film. It's 2.5 hours, but it goes by in just a blink. The action is beautifully executed. And it's the nice thing is that they don't fall into that pitfall that so many modern-day action films / blockbuster wannabe films falls into, where it's just nonstop action to the point where you're almost numb to it.
Just overload the senses.
The battles in this movie are really effective, but also well placed throughout the film so that they really carry some impact when you see them up on the big screen. The actual battle between the two sides, the superhero sides, where Spider-Man gets involved and Ant-Man, it's like a comic book come to life on the screen. It's done so beautifully by the Russo brothers, Anthony and Joe Russo, the directors. So cannot speak more highly of this film than I have been this week. Just loved it. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Mike McGee from the Los Angeles Galaxy joins us in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll talk skating. Big event in town with Ryan Scheckler coming up later on as well. Don't forget, keep listening for your chance to win those tickets to that sold-out 2016 K-Rock Weenie Roast as well.
Yesterday we did the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, and there are four videos on there from a kid named Brandon who had he came out of surgery for a broken arm, and he was on anesthesia, and he was quite the colorful storyteller. Much to the dismay of his mom, who's videotaping.
He's pretty mouthy, and I couldn't put my finger on why this kid was so annoying to me, because usually these anesthesia videos are really funny. And then I read the article that he's in Boston Children's Hospital, and I thought, oh yeah, that makes sense, right?
You're the worst.
There he is.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It's undone. Honey? Okay, enough with the mouth.
I feel great. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I want to go back to sleep now.
Okay.
All right. You can do it.
Nobody's more happier than her. Yes, right. Please go back to sleep because you're making so much noise.
Actually.
What?
I don't know what I'm feeling. Oh, God, I feel like friggin'. Yo, bro. If you listen, man. Why you laughing, man? Why you laughing? What's going on? I just got so lifted in Dubai, man. I was like,
oh, in Dubai.
I was seeing so many ladies at like free
tests.
Oh, you miss that? You never been there before.
Be nice.
Nah, bro. You be nice, man. No, you
How old is Brandon?
He looks like he's 15-ish.
Yeah, 13,
oh, older
14,
than that, yeah. I wonder what he talks like in real life. I mean, I wonder how different this is from not anesthesia, Brandon.
Oh, I feel like he would be annoying in real life, but under anesthesia, it's quite fun. So he talks about this trip to Dubai, and he continues.
What? You?
Don't yell.
You? Who are you? You're not even there no more. Oh. What good?
Tell me, what did you buy anything in Dubai?
I bought a camel, man. Me and my camel were like going through the wicked west, man. We were going so far. We were walking all over Dubai, man. We bought like 14 times. I would roll around my camel and my hot-ass wife and my kids, yo. Why you laughing? Why you laughing, man? I'm sorry. Dubai was lit. Yo, bro, Dubai was lit. I was
Did you buy anything else in Dubai?
Did I buy anything else? I bought like billions of strippers, man.
Oh, Brandon.
What?
No strippers.
He's tripping balls on anesthesia, and she won't allow strippers.
No strippers, Brandon.
That dream, she won't allow it.
No, many strippers, bro. No strippers. What are you talking about, freaky woman? What are you laughing at, me?
All right, honey.
Who are you?
What are you talking about, freaky woman?
Who are you? I don't understand how anesthesia does this to your brain. Is it very similar to what happens to people when they drink? Same sort of thing?
For me, just it's much
all
sleepier.
The inhibitions are gone.
For me, it's much sleepier. Yeah. I don't know. I've never had this response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I did, I would have surgery more. But they're trying to keep him quiet, and he just does not get that.
Why you tell me Schley?
Because there's sick people here. You have to be quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you talking like this with this weird accent? Did you?
Because Dubai people were all up in my grill, and my boy Rocco got out and knocked them out cold, man.
Who's Rocco?
Rocco, my boy. You know, Rocco, over in Dubai. Rocco was like, "Yo, bro," and I was like, "Yo, Rocco, go sack him." And Rocco was like, "And I was like, yo, Rocco, you get that ass, man."
Did you fit the camel in the Camaro, too?
Oh, the camel? Me and my camel, on, like, the weekend, we were going round and round and round, and we were killing people, man.
All right.
Oh.
Sorry.
Why are you talking to me?
Don't tell my lawyer we kill people, man. Were you laughing at me? I'm fucking joking, man.
All right, you ready to play baseball tomorrow?
No, I broke my arm!
No more yelling.
Now, do you think that'll work?
No.
As she videotapes him?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, yelling? You like yelling, woman?
No yelling.
It was cray-cray! Why no more?
And then it cut off.
Oh. He's got Rocco, and he's got a camel, and he's got a hot-ass wife, and he's
hundreds
got a bunch of
strippers.
Kids. Hundreds of strippers.
Right?
He's got a rich fantasy life under anesthesia.
Dubai was lit.
I want to go with him to Dubai. I got to be honest. He's having a good time. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:54.
And it's Friday, mother effing morning, you guys. Rob is here with another look at the showbiz beat on The Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Before I get to entertainment news, let me entertain you by giving you some tickets to a very cool event. This is the legendary K-Rock Brew Fest at Santa Anita Racetrack.
Yeah!
Happening tomorrow at the infield at Santa Anita. It's a great time. There's beer and gambling and sunshine and smiles and K-Rock personalities. Can't ask for a better way to spend your Saturday. It's 11 o'clock is when the thing opens up. Just $5 to get in. First race starts at noon. You can gamble, wager on the horse races right there at Santa Anita. And also, of course, it's Kentucky Derby Day. You can wager on that as well if you're so inclined. So check it out, and if you want to go and bring three friends and roll like a boss, how about the VIP backstage passes that I have available right now? Four-pack of VIP backstage tickets to K-Rock's Brewfest includes beer garden and concert admission, two drink tickets, racing program and tip sheet so you know what you're doing when you put down your wagers, VIP backstage access and the wagering area all to yourself. So Stryker will be there, Omar will be there, Dave the King of Mexico, Beer Mug, Lightning, Super Steve Chip, and our own Miss Double December, Mallory, will also be there.
Kevin, you still banned? Still can't go?
Yeah. If you killed that guy?
I didn't kill a guy, but...
Kevin hit a guy in the head with a beer mug once.
In my defense...
That happened.
It was a woman.
Oh. That's true. In your defense, it was a woman that you hit with a beer stein. With a ceramic beer stein.
It was by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he just was, like, walking around. He went to look at someone, and it hit her.
No, he threw it into a crowd.
I'm sorry?
He chucked a ceramic beer stein into a crowd of people.
That doesn't sound like something he'd do.
It's something he did.
Oh.
It was quite hefty.
Something he did.
It was quite hefty.
You got to be 21 years of age or older to win this four-pack of VIP tickets, so give us a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First caller through gets tickets to K-Rock's Brewfest happening tomorrow. This James Corden, he sure knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Very entertaining. I like his work on The Late Late Show on CBS. And, of course, I guess the most famous recurring segment of his show is the carpool karaoke.
Yep.
Where he brings in guests and he drives around and they sing to their own music, which is very entertaining. This week's was Gwen Stefani. Boy, she's just adorable. They sang some of Gwen's hits, including Used to Love You, Don't Speak. But this was a very special edition because they go to get in the HOV lane, and Corden realizes he needs four passengers. He needs two more passengers to use that lane. And so he makes a call, and he says, yeah, can you help me out? And the guy shows up and gets in the back seat. That guy's George Clooney. So you got George Clooney and Gwen Stefani in the car with him. And then they realize they need a fourth. So James Corden asks George Clooney to make a phone call for him.
Hey, no, I'm with James. He needs a James Corden. We need a fourth. Gwen's here. Gwen Stefani's here. Oh, okay, good. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
She coming?
Yeah, now she's coming.
It turns out Julia Roberts is the fourth that hops in the back seat. So you got Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Gwen Stefani, all just singing "Holla Back, Girl." On their way on the HOV lane.
That's a fun ride right there.
Very entertaining with those people in it. And good news, speaking of music, finally, the band you've been waiting to get back together for years. First time since 2002, reunited for concerts at home and overseas. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Midnight Oil!
Woo! Woo! Wish you... Wicka wicka woo!
Did you say?
Woo.
Did you say midnight oil?
Midnight mother loving oil. Huh.
That was underwhelming.
Peter Garrett, lead singer of Midnight Oil, says they're back. You know why he left music?
No.
He was working in the government in Australia. He was the environment minister for Australia. Then he quit that gig in 2013. He's back. He's back with Midnight Oil. He's the environment minister of Australia.
Right?
Right!
I feel like you were expecting more excitement out of us.
Maybe you forget who Midnight Oil is. Give me a little Midnight Oil. Give me a little Midnight Oil. No, this isn't them. No. I want to see some naked dudes. No, it's not them. Time for that.
So
659. 659.
What?
Don't really have time for that joke. And Alden Ehrenreich has been announced will play Han Solo in the Star Wars spin-off movie. Alden Ehrenreich.
Do we know him?
I know him.
Yeah, Hail Caesar.
He was in Hail Caesar. He was lauded for his breakout performance in that film, and he has now been tapped to star as Han Solo in the standalone Han Solo movie, which looks like it's going to go into production early 2017. So the movie will be out around May 2018. But brand new Han Solo movie. You look at the picture of the kid. He looks Harrison Ford-esque, Han Solo-esque. And he was great in Hail Caesar. So
2 years from now,
encouraging.
You're
I'm just saying, it's big news.
Put it in the calendar.
There's a new actor playing Han Solo. How often does that happen?
Rarely.
I think the news, though, Kevin, is that there's a new Star Wars movie every year now, forever. So you'll have Rogue One this year, you'll have something else next year, and then Harrison Ford the year, or excuse me, the Han Solo the year after that. So we'll be fine.
We will be fine. For those of us who were worried we wouldn't be fine.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's not like we have to sit around and wait for 3 years for another Star Wars movie. I'm saying there are a lot of them coming.
Today's celebrity birthday, George Clooney's 55. Adrian Palicki turns 33. Gabourey Sidibe, also 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, you follow our next guest, Mike McGee from the LA Galaxy. You follow him on Twitter?
Yes, I do.
See him tweet the other day, soccer is fun. I thought it was like looking at your feed. Soccer is fun. And I guess when you're playing the way Mike has been playing and the way the Galaxy have been playing, I guess that is probably pretty true. The next game is going to be this Sunday, Mother's Day, at StubHub Center against New England. Let's welcome number 18 from the Los Angeles Galaxy to the show, Mike McGee. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Appreciate you being up so early.
Nah, thanks for having me.
Are you a morning person or not?
I'm in between. I think I do all right, but probably as soon as I get my coffee, that's when I come to life.
Have you had that coffee?
No, not yet.
Okay.
My alarm for like 7:02.
Oh no!
Oh, that's the way to go.
No, you had to set your alarm so that you could come on our show. That's so sad.
The worst.
Yeah, you guys are getting me at my worst.
Oh, sorry.
So we're the first voices you're hearing today. I apologize to you, Mike. Now I feel bad. Well, let's talk about, I mentioned how well things have been going, and you guys are having so much fun right now. How does that work in professional sports? How do teams go through such streaks where everything is going great and firing on all cylinders, and then sometimes you go out there and you just can't get a damn thing done? Can you explain that to me, Mike?
Oh, man, but we have a lot of good players. We got good coaches, best fans in the league, but yeah, like I said, we got so many good players that things are going our way, and we're good teammates and good people and having fun off the field. So it's clicking.
Is it sort of fun to come because you Mike left the Galaxy for a couple of years to go to Chicago and then came back? Is it kind of fun to come back with new players like Steven Gerrard, who I think is injured, Giovanni Dos Santos, and a bunch of new players since you were here?
Yeah, Ashley Cole, Nigel DeJong. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, these guys, I was watching on TV and World Cups, and now I'm sharing a locker room with them. So it's cool to meet these guys.
They're having the Galaxy are having a special Mother's Day ticket package, and they're actually having a Sunday brunch from 10:30 to 12:30.
And Mike will be making pancakes.
And Mike
which
will
is
be
delightful.
Your chef.
Did you know about that? Did they let you know?
No, they didn't, but I'm on it.
Okay. You're on it, okay. You make a mean pancake, I assume.
We got nothing but bad news for Mike today. You can get more information and tickets at lagalaxy.com or accessaxs.com. Mike, I wanted to ask you about, I saw you on TV this week along with many of your teammates on the Ellen show. When can we expect you to put that 7-year-old in that you guys gave the contract to? Because he looked like he had some pretty good skills.
You know, the way we're going right now, I think we could throw him in and be all right. that was cool. Being on the Ellen show is I mean, not as cool as being on here, but it's cool.
Well, thank you for that.
Nice try.
For folks who didn't see it, there's this little kid who's adorable, and he always goes on Ellen's show and sings little songs, and he is a huge Galaxy fan. And he said, I mean, and I'm sure you hear this all the time as you meet fans at various events around town or after the game or whatever. You meet a lot of little kids who idolize you guys, and they want to grow up and be pro soccer players. And that must be so – that must make you feel so good to see how many young fans you guys have.
Absolutely. I mean, little stuff like that makes it all worth it. You know, I mean, playing and there's a lot of things that come with the game that are cool, but, you know, having kids look up to you is second to nothing.
Mike, you played with the Galaxy in 2011 through 2012 when they won the championship. The strongest memory I have of you, though, is going in as a goalkeeper. I can't remember why our goalkeepers were all down, but Mike runs in and plays goalkeeper. It doesn't really happen at the pro level very often. Was that a weird thing for you?
Oh, beyond weird. Yeah, we had a goalie break his arm, and then the second goalie got a red card, and then we had a bunch of guys from like Europe and South America on the team who probably didn't know how to catch a ball. So I was.
Did they look around and go, "Hey, who's up for it?"
Yeah, did you step up, or were you told to do it?
I kind of stepped up, but like I said, it was more by default, and I don't know. It was a bad decision to go in a goal, but it worked out.
Did you have any experience playing as a kid, at least, at goalie?
No, I grew up playing a lot of baseball and basketball and stuff, so I guess that qualified me as a professional goalie in my head.
That's so interesting. Because sometimes we do see this in baseball, and you know this, Mike, when a game is out of control, they'll put in a guy at the end who's a third baseman or something like that, but he used to pitch in college or something like that. It's very weird when you see somebody at the pro level switching positions, though.
Yeah, no, and normally it's a miracle that went well.
What got you to switch sports from what you had been playing to soccer? When did you start taking it seriously?
So the baseball and soccer were probably my going neck and neck, and then I made the U-17 youth national team, which at the time means you had to move to Florida and basically pick the top 18 players in the country, and then we trained for the U-17 World Cup. So once that happened, I decided that sounded really cool and just kind of went with it.
Could have gone either way at that point. That seems weird.
I was 15 when I moved to Florida. So I guess I was still young, and you know, baseball was unfortunately a Cubs fan, but yeah, baseball was you know, I loved it as well.
This is the voice of Mike McGee here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Still in bed, LAGalaxy.com or Axis.com to buy tickets for the Mother's Day event this Sunday versus the New England Revolution. Kevin mentioned that you were gone for a couple of years and you're back. And besides besides being with this team that you love, what did you miss most about Southern California when you were living away from here, Mike?
Oh, man. Oh, everything. I live in Manhattan Beach, which for me is...
Yeah,
about the nicest place in the world. The food, I think everything in Chicago is just like carbs and beer. And which
I got to move to Chicago. I know that.
Great.
That sounds fantastic.
But it's a bit counterproductive when you got to run 5 miles a day. So I don't know. I love the sushi here, and everything's fresh, and the sun doesn't hurt either.
Yeah. You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that about living down there at the beach, because the experience that people have in Southern California where they live is nothing like living in Manhattan Beach or one of, you know, Hermosa or Huntington or one of those. I mean, that's a totally different world over there. You're a lucky dude.
Yeah, thanks. I think so.
All right, so the LA Galaxy Mother's Day brunch is from 10:15 to 12:15, and then the LA Galaxy take on the New England Revolution, and that is Sunday on ESPN at 12:30.
Mike, are you going to go back to bed, or are you up now?
No, I'm up now.
All right, so, go have some coffee.
Yeah, I wish I could go back to bed.
Oh, man.
We all do, man. We all do.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for setting that alarm, Mike. Thanks for coming on, and have a great rest of the season, sir, okay?
No, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
All right. We have tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast, which is next Saturday.
I checked out Mike on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Soccer's pretty fun, right?
Right.
Who's
right?
With me?
So your point is?
Just saying.
Your point is hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
No, Mike's a good deal. Ladies love Mike.
Weenie Roast tickets for next Saturday. We got the title fight. We're going to take your calls now, 1-800-520-1067. You can earn those tickets next on KROQ.
1 week from tomorrow, you guys, we're going to be all together at Irvine Meadows Amphitheater for the sold-out KROQ Weenie Roast 2016. We were just talking about it off the air, how much we are looking forward to this show. And it's our final show at Irvine, and we're going out with a bang with Weezer and Panic at the Disco and the Lumineers and Garbage and Fits and the Tantrums and so many more great bands. We thought we'd give away some tickets right now to you at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we like to call Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
This is the game where Dave, the King of Mexico, is convinced he's the greatest contested participant that has ever lived, yet he's almost never won.
Correct.
The numbers show.
That's correct.
I am the best.
The numbers show.
Kevin, you want to explain how Title Fight is played, please?
All right. We are going to be looking for Red Hot Chili Pepper song titles.
Red Hot Chili Pepper song titles.
Okay.
Right. They haven't looked at it yet, but each Allie and Dave both have a list of 5 Red Hot Chili Pepper song titles. They haven't looked yet, but when they do look, they can't use the words that are in the song title. They have to give you clues so that you will come up with the song title.
And we can't sing it.
Right.
No rhyming.
Right. No rhymes with. Nope.
Okay. You have 45 seconds. You can pass if you want to go back.
Okay.
So that's it. So then we have 2 contestants. One is Melissa and one is Zeke.
Okay.
We start with Melissa. Hi there.
Hi.
All right. Who are you going to pick? You're going to pick Dave to give you the clues or Allie?
I'm going to go with Allie.
That's a great choice.
Thanks, Melissa.
That's a fantastic choice. All right.
Loser number 1.
Since you have to go, have to go first, we gave you the chance of picking, picking your partner. So it's fair for everybody. So again, 45 seconds on the clock. Don't forget, you can pass if one is just not coming to you, and then if you have time at the end, you can go back and pick it up. But these are all going to be Red Hot Chili Peppers song titles. You ready to play, Melissa?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay, you have something, then you get rid of it. You
give it away now.
Yes. The Doors said you're going to break on through to
the other side.
Yes. This is the state we live in.
California takes it.
Yes. When you have surgery, sometimes they dig in and
it leaves.
No, it leaves.
Yes.
Okay. You're not low, but you're
high?
Yes. Yes.
Nicely done.
We don't need the dean. We just have Allie going.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
And look at all this time she's still got on the clock.
Oh, about 20
way
seconds.
To go, Melissa.
Well done, Melissa.
Oh, me. Thanks.
All right, let's
you
go.
You are a Melissa great contestant. Let's see who you're going to be playing against.
All right, Zeke.
Hi, good morning, guys. Kevin, Allie, Bean.
Do you want to just hang up, or would you like to go through the motions?
I'd rather like to go to the Weenie Road.
All right.
All right, let's do this, Zeke. But you do understand, again, that the King of Mexico is your partner,
you
right?
You get Dave, yeah.
You get Dave.
Oh, wow, I got Dave.
Sorry,
oh.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be okay. Oh. You better not suck.
Yeah, it's always the contestant.
You better know your chili peppers.
All right, here we go. You ready, Zeke? Ready, Dave?
Good. Yeah. Ready.
Go.
All right, you drive over this. Come on, it's something that transports cars.
Under the bridge?
Yep. Crap. I'm going to pass this one. We live in this state, and it's a female name. What state do we live in?
California.
All right. And what's a female name that
Hotel California, California.
That the Chili Peppers sing about?
Venice Queen?
No. Let's see. All right.
Pass.
All right. If you... Dude, these suck.
Oh, they suck.
Right, these are adults.
You suck, Dave.
This yeah. All right. You're not an adult. You're what?
You're
a loser. All right.
Oh, yeah. By the way, no.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Hey, listen, you're the one who sucks, not me.
The one Dave was trying to get you to do with the female name and the state we live in was Danny California is what he was looking for. Those were reasonable clues I think Dave gave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Sorry, Zeke. Thank
we're
you
gonna
for playing.
Hang up on you. We're going to go back to
Melissa.
Give her the good news. Hey, Melissa.
No way. Really?
Yes, no way.
This is the best thing ever. How do we rule?
You rule, Melissa. You're the best contestant in the history of contestants.
Well, we'll see both of you ladies in your Mutual Admiration Society a week from Saturday in Irvine for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Rose. Thank you for playing, Melissa. Thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and thanks for being on Title Fight.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Oh, yeah!
I'm so glad we get a chance to talk about this today because when I think Ralph brought it up a couple days ago about this this guy in New York who developed a pizza box made out of pizza.
Yes.
So the pizza is delivered, and the pizza comes inside a pizza box. And, Allie, you had many questions about how this would work logistically.
So many. Because I mean, if it's going to your home, how do you transport it so it doesn't get dirty? It's actually a box that's edible. So
right.
Where do you put it so it's not, like, sitting on a seat? It just doesn't seem sanitary.
It seems like the greatest idea in the world because anything that gets more pizza into my belly is a good one. So we thought we'd talk to the genius behind the pizza box in a pizza. And this is Vinny from Vinny's Pizzeria in Brooklyn, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, how you do? How you do, Kevin and Bean on the radio? Can I believe I talk to you on the radio?
We're doing fine. How are you today?
I could not be better. I make so much pizza.
Yes, you've really created quite a sensation with this pizza box. I understand
it's something else. Hey, can I believe anybody talk about my pizza so much?
Sure. You were even on the Jimmy Kimmel show this week, right?
I was. They talked to Jimmy Kimmel like, yo, Jimmy Kimmel. How you do, Jimmy Kimmel? He's an Italian-American, he's telling me, and he loves a pizza pie box.
Now, Vinny, let us ask you a couple of questions about that. It seems like, how does your delivery guy hold it?
With his hands.
Okay. So he has his... So I'm saying he has his hands all over what I'm going to eat?
All right, easy, easy. What do you think? What do you think? I employ like a leprosy, come and deliver you pizza? He's just a boy. He's a nice boy. You wash your hands, he give you pizza. Everybody relax.
I know what little boys do. It's just, I feel like maybe...
You know what a little boy is doing.
We're older boys.
What's the matter with you, lady? I don't want to talk to pedophilia with a lady on the radio. I took a pizza box. Come on, you break my heart. You always come on.
Yeah, you're doing this for the environment, so you're
That's
not
right.
using...
Listen, everybody has a pizza, come with your cardboard box.
Right.
You got a cardboard box, what do you do with cardboard box? You take a cardboard box, you throw it in the trash.
Right.
The next thing you know, the trash is taken away to the trash place. Mm-hmm. Then the big trash place all filled with cardboard. It's at the end of the world, so we know it, I'm going to feel fine.
I'm sorry you don't feel fine.
I don't feel fine because every cardboard, you know, the pizza boxes in all the world in one place is a bigger mess for the planet Earth. I love it, a planet like I love it, a pizza.
Now, Vinny, I have to ask you this because we did a story a couple of months ago about a pizzeria where they also made a pizza with pizza as a topping for the pizza.
That's
that you as well?
That was me.
You.
Oh, wow.
I put a pizza inside a pizza box. I put a pizza on a pizza in a pizza box with my new invention, the pizza car. It comes to your house and deliver the pizza in a car made completely out of pizza. The wheels are bigger pepperoni.
Can we take a bite out of the car?
Of course you can. Come on out. To get your pizza from the pizza car and take a little nibble off the bumper, but don't eat it too much because he's got to get back to Vinny's Pizzeria and make more pizza.
I just can't believe you can make anything out of pizza.
Anything you want to make, you'll make out of pizza.
What's
Are
that?
You hammering something?
I got a guy working in my shop here. We make a table, a chair out of pizza. You come in the pizza, and eat a pizza. You sit down on a pizza. You sit down on a pizza at a pizza table. You put the pizza box made out of pizza on the pizza table made out of pizza. Then you open up the pizza. It's a pizza on a pizza.
That's a lot of pizza.
Oh, where do you see the pizza condoms I got coming out?
Oh,
your lady gonna love it. Take care of you with a pizza condom.
Can't wait. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53.
We'll talk to pro skater Ryan Scheckler next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. And keep on listening for yet another chance for you to join us a week from Saturday at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Rose 2016 at 9 o'clock. We got more tickets just for you. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's happening?
Don't forget tomorrow is Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, that's right.
Ah. Don't you forget Free Comic Book Day.
Open up a blog.
Go to your local comic book store and get your free comic books. It's a cool promotion. It gets people into comic book stores.
Do you get to choose what you want, or they just give you whatever?
Each of the major distributors, like Marvel and DC and IDW and a bunch of the others. They create a special comic book for that day. Usually.
Oh, okay.
But it usually features your favorite heroes and characters, so you can go down and get a free comic book. So,
Ralph, do you subscribe to any comic books that you get delivered in the mail every month? Or are you looking at everything digitally?
If there was such a thing, then I probably would. But
what do you mean
isn't.
If there was such a thing?
They don't mail comic books to your house.
Sure they do. I subscribe to Archie.
Well, all right, maybe there's something for the kids, you know, available, but if I read comic books, I go to the comic book store. I like gotcha. To peruse. I like to
that's part of
roam
your
the aisles.
Entertainment.
And say, ooh, look at that. That looks fascinating. And I pick that up. And then digital comics are fine, but I like the tactile sensation of holding a comic book. I go OG when it comes to my comic books.
I totally get that.
There's a couple cool things going on. Of course, Golden Apple, legendary Golden Apple comic store. They have a big event each and every year. And also Blast Off Comics in North Hollywood. They're also having a cool thing with like a beer garden and superhero photo ops and some of the writers and artists from your favorite comic books. They'll all be there near the Federal Bar. So you can go to Blast Off Comics, too, if you're in the Valley and you want to check out a cool event. So just giving you a heads up for Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with a free comic book. That's what I always say.
I'm glad you said that, because otherwise Roland would bust in at an inappropriate time during the show today.
Speaking of things geek, Alden Ehrenreich. Alden Ehrenreich, of course, was the minister of propaganda for Adolf Hitler back in the 40s.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's right. Alden Ehrenreich, in fact, is Han Solo.
Imagine getting that gig.
Yeah. It's got to be pretty weighty stuff, I think. It's got to weigh heavy on your shoulders to know that you're taking on the mantle of that legendary science fiction character. Don't F it up.
Yeah.
That's got to be your first feeling, right? He has been tapped to play Han Solo in the standalone Han Solo movie that's going to be out in 2018. Rumor has it they're going to sneak in a little introduction cameo scene into Rogue One, the next Star Wars film, which, of course, features the story before New Hope, before Star Wars number 4, where they're kind of hunting down the plans for the Death Star that you see later on in New Hope. And since this is a prequel, they say they're going to try to sneak Han Solo in there, sort of introduce the character and set him up for his own solo film, a la
all right.
Civil War this weekend, which beautifully sets up, I think, the Black Panther movie that's still yet to come. So.
Do you know how he was discovered?
Alden Ehrenreich?
Yes.
I don't.
It's fascinating.
Working for Hitler, I heard.
We'll be the judge of that. We'll be the judge of whether it's fascinating or not. Don't put that kind of pressure on yourself, Allie.
He put a little video together at his friend's bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah, and there was someone at the bar mitzvah that thought, well, that kid's got talent. That guy was Steven Spielberg.
What?
Hmm. Right? That's fascinating. I don't know if...
That's sort of fascinating, I gotta be honest.
All right.
That's pretty good.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I guess Party with Spielberg is the moral of that story, right?
Yeah.
Hang out there. Spielberg was at the bar mitzvah watching him put a video together?
He put the video together with his friend. They showed it at the bar mitzvah, and he's like, well, that kid's got some talent.
I see.
That is also my impression of Spielberg.
That's spot on.
Spot on, correct.
Thank you.
More details coming out about Prince's death. Sad news. Apparently, he did have the painkiller Percocet in his system at the time of his death, according to sources inside the medical examiner's office there in Minneapolis. They also say he was clearly very sick. He had apparently a very low red blood cell count. These are preliminary findings from the office of the medical examiner in Minnesota. So we'll have to wait and see as the details roll out, but... Sounds like a sad, sad story. Made sadder. And Sinead O'Connor, she tried to help things out by saying that Arsenio Hall was Prince's drug dealer. That was an interesting story that she was spreading.
She spent her whole life really trying to help people.
She's a miracle.
She really is
a joy. Well, as you can imagine, Arsenio Hall not pleased with that. The former late night show talk show host has sued Sinead O'Connor for defamation to the tune of $5 million.
Ooh, Arsenio Hall is here. Mm-hmm. Looking good.
Giving drugs to Prince.
Allegedly.
Arsenio denies ever giving Prince drugs of any kind. By the way, Sinead O'Connor also accused Prince of spiking her own drink with drugs. Arsenio is also claiming that did not ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Is she?
Yes, she
crazy.
Is.
Yeah,
very
crazy?
Much so.
Yes, yeah, she's very, very, crazy.
Very much so.
Not funny crazy, sad crazy.
Yeah, see, and because she's crazy, if I'm Arsenio Hall, I'm not suing the crazy lady. Because no one's taken really anything Sinead O'Connor says that seriously, yeah. Right? It's not like that. This isn't TMZ or the National Enquirer published a story or something. These are the ranting and raving of a mentally unstable lady on social media. But I guess he feels obligated to protect his reputation, and so he's going to sue her for $5 million. Because she's got that. Good luck, Arsenio. Why don't you just sue her for a loaf of bread, because you're better off. You might actually see that return.
Remember when she, one of her many incarnations, Ralph, remember when she quit music and became a Catholic priest?
Yep, I do remember that. Remember her
for a number of years? Yeah. She's a weirdo.
How do you become a Catholic priest?
Well, there's some faction, there's a splinter faction of Catholicism that has female priests, and right. she was part of that.
Whatever.
Right. Tell them, Allie. Women, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Gabourey Sidibe. Precious. 33 years old today. Actress Adrienne Palicki. You probably know her best from her work as Bobby Morse, on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Also, of course, Friday Night Lights. 33 years old today. I'm sorry, what happened?
I said Tyra. She was Tyra on Friday Night Lights.
Oh. It wasn't enough that I said she was on Friday Night Lights?
Tyra. Just excited. Any opportunity
Tourette's.
To think back to the happy Friday Tourette's. Night Lights days, I'm happy.
Yeah, I remember when you and your four friends would get together and watch that show. It was very entertaining for you guys, I'm sure.
One of the best shows of all time,
Ralph. I had a guest, a filling station, didn't you? They used to project it up on a wall there and you guys would
No, it was on a network. It was on television. Okay. You could see it too, but you just chose not to.
Okay, Sinead.
Georgia. Call your house like on a random Tuesday and you had to start
they
going.
They would pass around like a Betamax tape of it and that's how they all would watch.
If I could have gotten you to watch it even one time during the 5 years it was on, you would have also become a fan. It was that good.
Boy, you're a dog with a bone with this show, won't you? You're just not letting it go.
Just trying to share, spread the good word. That's all.
Okay.
I want to see the Playboy Club.
It is.
Well,
this is Bean's Playboy Club.
It.
Where are the other episodes of Friday Night Lights? I'd like to see those shown. Tyra? Tyra? Tyra! And the Cloon Dog. George Clooney. Oh,
I feel like it's good being him.
He's the best. He's just the best. He's got the best words. He's got a great mind.
It's not him. That's Donald
Trump. Doesn't Clooney step up and run? Look, he always said, I don't want to run for office because of all the skeletons in my closet and I've done all the drugs and had all the sex. It doesn't matter, apparently, anymore.
Not anymore.
You can do anything and be anything and still run. Now's the time.
Yep, Donald Trump marries one model right after another and no one cares.
It's just anything goes.
But Ralph, how much worse would his life be if he was our president?
Completely, so much worse. But how much better would our lives be if he was president?
I wasn't thinking that way.
He's 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks so much for joining us here on a Friday morning. This is going to be a fun Friday conversation, I think, to have. Ralph, how did this cross your mind this week, this idea of fictional bands?
Well, it happened in the other room. We were talking earlier this week, last week, about this resurgence, this unexpected resurgence of the band The Monkees, because Rivers Cuomo from Weezer has written a song for them on their brand new album that came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the guy from XTC, Andy Partridge, also worked on
Ben Gibbard from Def Cab.
Ben Gibbard is also contributing. And so I said, wow, you know, they're probably the most successful fictional band of all time, because the band didn't exist. It was created for a TV show.
But then didn't it tour and turn
into
a real
something
band?
After the fact? But it really, by all intents and purposes, was a fictional band. And so,
yeah, they were actors hired to play musicians on television.
Right. They didn't even play the instruments on their first album. It was all a backup band, and they did some singing, but it was mostly just for the TV show. So Muggs and I started talking about our favorite fictional bands that existed only for movies and television shows, and how some really cool music has come out of that genre. And so we started talking about fictional bands from TV and movies. And it seems like everybody's got a favorite.
And I was surprised when we started having this off-air conversation how many there – I mean, there are dozens of them.
Yes.
And a lot of them you kind of have forgotten about until somebody brings them up. Like I was just talking about in the comic book segment a minute ago. I was talking about the Archies. The Archies were a fictional band that animated and made music for and
had a number one
hired
hit.
Guys to tour.
They
yeah,
had a number one hit.
What? Right. For a band that didn't exist. So we thought it might be fun to kind of go around the room and everybody gets to pick a fictional band. And then we'll open up the phone lines at 1-800-520-1067 and hear who you love that's not a real band. Somebody who was created for TV or for the movies. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun. 1-800-520-1067. Since it was your idea, Ralph, we'll let you go first. Who would you choose as your favorite fictional act?
I got a lot of them. I mean, I was a Monkees fan when I was a kid, but I think as a grown-up, my favorite fictional band of all time, out of Erie, PA, part of the Playtone Galaxy of Stars.
Hey, that's not fair. I don't know all this information for my band.
I got to pick The Wonders. The Wonders!
The Wonders.
With that smash hit song, That Thing You Do.
But just so hard to do.
It's very Monkees-esque.
Beatles, Monkees. Well, the thing takes place in the 60s, so it is mm-hmm. they're one-hit wonders, if you will.
Yeah.
But I listen to that soundtrack still to this day. There's a ton of fictional songs on there created by Adam Schlesinger, for the most part, from Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, right, from Fountains of Wayne. Right, yeah.
And, boy, that's great music. So that's from the Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do.
All right, Bean, you have one?
I feel like that's a song that would have been a hit had it been released in the year that the movie was set. Don't you, Ralph?
Absolutely. It would be a smash hit in 64.
I have one also from a movie I think we all love from about 10, 12 years ago. The film from Cameron Crowe called Almost Famous, remember?
The
Kate Hudson movie and about the fictional band and the Rolling Stone reporter who covered him. And the band that was created for that movie was a band called Stillwater. Mm. And I love them so much. There's three or four songs in the movie, and I think we have a clip of the song from the film called Fever Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very brief clip of a very good song, but that's them live on stage performing. And I remember at the time, you know, there was a lot of pressure from Cameron Crowe to release some of that music. They were like, "The songs you're only playing part of the songs in the movies. Why don't you record the whole thing and put it out? We would play it on radio." And he said he didn't want that band to exist apart from the film. He only wanted it to ever be seen in context.
Selfish. So,
what a prick.
So he would not give us any Stillwater songs to play on our own time. But that's my pick from Almost Famous.
All right, Dave, King of Mexico in the studio?
Yes. Well, I love the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and Michael Cera is in a band. He's played Scott Pilgrim, is in a band called Sex Bob-omb, and they are the greatest band in movies and TV and have the best songs.
Why are you talking like this?
I don't know. But, I don't know, it just gets me so pumped.
Sex Bob-omb? Let me make the stasis. Mama, serve me too. I got a breath for Liza,
and my body's clean. But you're talking about that?
That's what you're referring to.
Oh, yeah.
Of all time. You were saying that band.
Well, it's not the best clip, but, you know, Threshold is awesome. Garbage Truck. By the way, that's Beck. You know, Beck wrote all these songs for Sex Bob-omb, and it's a cool little punk rock action.
Dave said, because he knew we were doing this topic, he was getting pumped yesterday. He listened to the whole soundtrack all over again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Miss Allie McKay, your favorite fictional band, please, from movies or TV. You say what?
Well, I was going to go as a joke that you'd know him from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama and go with Sexual Chocolate. But since it's not really a band that you know the songs from, don't you remember that?
Nope.
No, really? What?
Move on.
No. Coming to America? Okay, never mind. I went with a lovely Irish band that they were actually chosen for this movie because they were actually singers and musicians, not actors, which you kind of noticed in the movie because it's not great, but it is a wonderful movie, The Commitments. All you want to do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride. All right. Not bad.
Really? Sexual Chocolate? You don't... Sexual Chocolate.
You lost me at That's My Mama. I think I'm not up to date on That's My Mama episodes.
That Commitments was a great movie, by the way, and they were very believable as a band in that film.
Did I ever tell you my story about partying with the Commitments in Ireland?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I partied with those guys.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I met them.
That's
after
the way to go.
A music festival in Salt Hill near Galway. I was there on vacation, and I went to see their show, and afterwards I wanted to get some photos of the guys afterwards, and they said, why don't you come backstage with us? And I went backstage, and they said, why don't you come pubbing with us? And they put me on the tour bus, and we all went up, and we partied all night long. Yeah.
It was best story ever.
Yeah, they're cool.
All right, my favorite fictional band is Timmy.
Timmy!
And the Lords of the Underworld. Timmy from South Park. That's so awesome.
That's so Kevin.
All right. There's so many good ones we haven't got to yet, but let's see what the listeners have to say. We'll take a quick break. Come back with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. The best fictional band from movies or TV. We'll take your calls right after this on K-Rock.
Hold, please.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
What were you waiting for there, Kev?
I wasn't listening, and for some reason, Chip just went, Kevin, and then she only turned my mic on. I was not anywhere near the mic.
Yeah.
Ralph was ready. Bean was ready. Allie was ready.
Because we're doing a show.
Right.
We're doing a radio show.
On the air, actually.
Not sure what you got going on.
I was in the corner doing my work like I do.
What work would that be?
I don't know. All right. We're taking calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you're just joining us, Ralph got us involved in a conversation about the best fictional bands created for television and movies. And there are a lot of them. We've all just given you our favorites. And we thought we'd get some from you. And why don't we start with our man Nick? He's in South Pasadena. He's on line 7 to get us going on this segment. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
How are you?
Hey, listen, I was going to go the easy way. You know, I'm harkening back to Marsha and that little mini skirt singing up there. And Marsha Brady. I know it's hard.
Brady 6.
I'm going to go with something that maybe none of you have heard of. There's a little movie, 1948, called A Song Is Born, starring Danny Kaye and Virginia Mayo. Okay, despite the fact... No, just listen. Hold me out. Just hold out.
I'll hold
listen
you out.
Listen to this. So Danny Kaye is a music professor, okay? And he's one of the all-time great song and dance comedic actors. He's really... incredible.
Oh, no. And the other line's ringing.
In this movie, there's...
I feel like there's other people on hold with stuff we've heard of.
Come on. Listen, Kevin, it's Danny Kaye.
Benny Goodman.
Right, Benny Goodman.
Lionel Hampton.
Yes.
Tommy Dorsey.
All right, Nick. Thank you very much for the call. Good call. Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right.
Look, I love Danny Kaye as much as the next guy.
You love him more than the next guy.
Right.
But what about Spinal Tap, you guys? Spinal Tap, you guys, while we're talking about among the great fictional bands of all time? Let me have a little Spinal Tap.
Stonehenge, where the man is a man and the children are dancing to the pipes of Pan.
Right? I want to go back to the last call.
Do you think part of the problem may be that the Stonehenge monument was in danger of being crushed by dwarves?
Not only one of the great fictional bands of all time, one of the best movies of all time. Let's try Jason, line 1, please. He's up next. He's in Anaheim, and he's on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, what about Josie and the Pussycats?
Oh, damn Skippy.
Josie and
you
the
got
Pussycats.
That right. Yeah. Long hairs and ears for hats, guitars and sharps and flats.
That's going to have to do because we don't have a clip.
You don't have it, Josie and the Pussycat.
Oh,
we told we had a clip. Just pretend to be nice. If you at least pretend to be nice. If you could just pretend to be nice. Everything in my life would be all right. Yeah. That's
glad
in the movie.
Cool song,
that's
yeah.
in the movie. That was cool.
It's pretty good.
If Thank Rodney's you. Listening, he's so excited right now. Let's try Tom and... Upland, he's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Cartoon girls, and then they became real.
Hey, Tom.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
We are good, thank you.
Hey.
Tom, what do you got?
How about a fictional band that Kevin and Bean have actually interviewed themselves? Steel Dragon from
Steel
Dragon.
From Kevin and Bean's Rockstar?
It's not named Kevin and Bean's
Kevin and Bean's Rockstar. Yeah,
I feel like it is.
We were in it for like... 5 seconds.
The best.
You guys, and you look more like Mark and Brian.
Yeah, we did. Actually, that's
Kevin's
true.
Hair's never looked better than it does in that movie, by the way. Seek it out and look for Kevin with the long, flowing mane of hair.
Here's a little
Izzy, is that your real name, Izzy?
He even remembers not eating our line. Look, yeah. I accept your scorn. Here's the bin.
Yeah, that was not a great movie. We were in that with Mark Wahlberg and with Jennifer Aniston and, of course, with the band there, Steel Dragon. Give me a little Saved by the Bell, Chip. Pull that up. Raul writes in and says, hey, guys, when you're talking about fictional bands, you can't forget the Zach Attack. Remember from Saved by the Bell with their hit Friends Forever? Let's hear some of that.
How has no one said the Cantina Band?
Cantina Band.
Kevin saw them at Coachella.
The Cantina Band.
So I go into the tent, and then this is when I see this BS.
I wish what I saw was this cool.
Star Wars Cantina Band.
Real, right? They're real.
That's a real band.
That's a real band.
Hey, I heard, speaking of fictional bands, tell me if this is true, Allie, since you're our Star Wars source of information, that the Cantina Band scene in A Force Awakens, the guy who did the music for that is Lin-Manuel from the Hamilton musical.
Really?
That's true. True that.
Wow.
That is true.
He wrote that song, yes.
It's fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a couple more. 1-800-520-1067.
Can we go to Andrew? That's one of my favorite fictional musical artists of all time.
I love this, too. This movie is so good.
Yes.
Andrew.
Hey, who do you?
Who do you, Andrew?
Who do you?
Who do you got?
All right, I got two that I listen to all the time. First, we got Infant Sorrow from Get Him to the Greek. And then we got Dewey Cox.
One of my favorites from Walk Hard.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Same thing. Boning.
I want to see that movie again. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
Ralph Good cuts him in half.
Let's go to Chris in Long Beach, please, on line 7. He's up next talking fictional bands.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. School of Rock.
School of Rock. Good call. Thank you.
Let's go somewhere else. To life, Chris.
Get a lot of response from the email and the Twitter, too. Jesse and the Rippers from Full House is one that Aaron writes in. Remember
Jesse
that?
Jesse and the Rippers.
Where we're talking about TV
them.
Bands.
Yeah. You know, it just struck me. Remember the Ruddles? Eric Idle from Monty Python did a spoof on the Beatles called the Ruddles, and their original music is awesome. If you pick it up, you can pick up Ruddles Archaeology is the name of the complete box set with all their music. It's good stuff.
I have to get the whole box set?
Yes, you do. It's
no,
great
I'm not
stuff.
Do that.
It's awesome.
Here's Omar writing in saying, guys, I think they were created just for TV. What about the Blues Brothers?
Yeah, created for SNL.
Weren't they? Isn't that true? They were a sketch on Saturday Night Live that then recorded an album and ended up going on tour. I think they ended up having 3 albums before it was all over and sold millions of records. Do we have any Blues Brothers today?
Chip was quietly angry because that was her band.
Oh, so good.
Did we forget to ask Chip who she liked?
Yes.
Sorry, Chip.
It was Blues Brothers.
Elwood and Joliet Jake.
That's right. Belushi was a pretty good singer, by the way, for an actor, wasn't he?
He was. And so was Dan Aykroyd. He played a mean harp. He played that harmonica on his own. That's all him. And so mad.
All right, where are we going from here?
Let's go to line 2. Let's talk to Chris in Covina. He's got a good one, too.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Best fictional band.
My best fictional band was a 70s and 80s cartoon. It was called the Groovy Ghoulies.
Yes, I love the Groovy Ghoulies.
Got it right here.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom.
It was like Dracula and Frankenstein Monster and Wolfman.
Yep, it
that's
was
right.
All
that's exactly right.
The Mummy, yeah, that was part of that Archie world where every cartoon that made by those people had to have some sort of band and music in it.
Is that right?
And Archie's did it, and then Josie and the Pussycats and the Groovy Ghoulies. Good call.
I do feel like, thanks to Chris's call, that we're all going to have that song stuck in our head for the rest of the day. But thanks
awesome,
for calling.
I hope so.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. No! Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom.
You're welcome.
Win tickets to see that band Weezer in about 20 minutes. They are part of the deal for next Saturday at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Rose 2016. Your chance to call in at 9 o'clock. By the way, continuing to get lots of great feedback on the fictional bands. Allie, Soggy Bottom Boys, yeah. When My Brother Were Out Now.
Yeah.
Citizen Dick. People reminding me from Singles. Mm-hmm. And Mouse Rat. How about Mouse Rat from Parks and Rec?
Delightful
Chris Pratt. So awesome. Anyway. Thanks for all the input on that. It's time for our yearly phone call with Ryan Scheckler. He is back in town. As you know, he does his event every year. This is the 7th annual Skate for a Cause. It's happening tomorrow at the Etney Skate Park in Lake Forest. It's always a thrill to catch up with Ryan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
We are very good.
Good.
7 years already for Skate for a Cause. Is it continuing to get bigger and better every year?
Yeah, you know, each year just kind of blows me away. Just the amount of respect and the amount of love that we get from, you know, the fellow skateboarding community is absolutely unbelievable to me. You know, these guys have very busy schedules, and, you know, they don't have to take out a busy Saturday of their lives to come and, you know, do a demo and hang out with a bunch of people, but they do it anyways, and they do it every year for the last 7 years, and these kids that we benefit at this event, you know, they leave with the biggest smiles and a full goodie bag full of brand new free stuff and, you know, just laughing about the whole event for, you know, the whole year to come. So it's just an amazing feeling.
So this is tomorrow. It's Edney's Skate Park of Lake Forest. And who's going to be there tomorrow? And then after that, tell us about the Be the Change.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have the event starts at 10 o'clock. It's going till about 5 o'clock. We have, you know, the classic bull jam for the masters, basically, which is your Christian Hosoys and guys like that. And then for the street competition, you know, we have like Nick Garcia, Julian Davidson, Matt Berger, who else is coming? David Reyes, Greg Lutzka. Like we have so many guys coming, and you know, the Be the Change has just been incredible. The communities have actually come out and been the change that they want to see in their own community, and it's really hitting, dude. We've donated over $1 million now, and
wow.
Yeah, you know, we've been around for 8 coming on our 9 years, and yeah, we've already donated, you know, well over $1 million, and it's just going great. You know, I just feel
so awesome.
Blessed to be able to do Scheckler Foundation.
How are you able to put this event on for free? It can't be inexpensive to put to you know, just to produce, just in terms of the logistics of the people that need to be there to make the event run smoothly. It has to cost you money, Ryan.
Yeah, it does. You know, it costs us money, but that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer to us because it's small peanuts in comparison to what we're actually trying to do and get our message out of Be the Change. And yeah, so we put some money into it, but at the end of the day, you know, we're raising money so that we can continue to do our Be the Change initiative, which we, you know, we pick people and we give them a $10,000 grant to help whatever situation that they're in. So for this one, we'll be raising money to be able to give money back out. So it's it all kind of evens up.
How long has it been since you've seen a little kid who has surprised or impressed you with what he or she can do on a skateboard, Ryan?
How long has it been? Today.
Today.
Today. Like, seriously, dude. It's incredible, man. I cannot believe the talent with the youth right now. It is absolutely unbelievable. The drive, the determination, just the willingness to try a trick and fall and get back up and try it again. I see incredible changes in skateboarding. My brothers, Shane and Kane, they run a skateboard school called Foot Plant Skate School, and that's in San Clemente, California, and that's private lessons at my private warehouse.
All right.
And these guys have been teaching, you know, they taught over 500 kids last year how to skate. They do sessions from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock every day.
Wow.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in skate lessons, you know, definitely give them a checkout. But yeah, that's the easiest way for the youth to come in right now and learn how to skate and just get it cracking, dude. They're so good, man. I'm so impressed every day that I see these kids.
You posted an aerial view of the Etney Skate Park. Good Lord, I have never seen anything like that. How big is that place?
You know, I don't actually know the exact square footage, but I want to say it's over 50,000 square feet. It's
It's massive. It's bigger than a football field. That's for sure.
And it's got all different areas in it. So
yeah, any skate park is they really outdid themselves on that one. It has your street section, your bowl section, your technical, the rails, all the ledges. Like, yeah, they really went overboard with the Etney park. So that's what makes it such a great place for our venue as well. It's just there's so much space and you don't really feel crowded at all the whole time. You can walk around and check out all the events and check out all the skateboard contests you want and meet all of your favorite pro skaters. So it's a real fun place for that.
This is Ryan Checkler on the phone with us here, his yearly visit on the Kevin Bean Show, talking about the Skate for a Cause, which is happening tomorrow at the Etney Skate Park of Lake Forest. Admission is free, I want to mention again, and it's fun for the whole family. As busy as you are running the foundation, Ryan, do you still get a chance to skate every day like you want to?
I get to skate as much as I want to. As of right now, I'm coming off of a little injury. I tore my MCL and my meniscus about 4.5 weeks ago.
That's a little injury, is it?
Oh, man.
That's a little one?
Yeah, it's a little one, but you know, it is what it is. So it's no surgery, so thank God for that. And, you know, I'm just healing with that. I do physical therapy 4 days a week right now, and just trying to get that thing cracking. So I'll be able to skate for the Skate for a Cause. Not to my ultimate abilities, but I will be skating the whole time. So,
all right. Well, just be careful. And thanks, you know, speaking on behalf of everybody, thanks for putting on this event for free. That's so much fun for everybody and continuing to raise all the money with Be the Change. You're doing some great stuff out there, Ryan, and we're always happy to give you a plug, dude.
Oh, man. Well, I really appreciate it, guys, and I hope you have a great day, and thanks for the time.
Thank you, Ryan.
You bet.
Appreciate it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 9.
Ralph, your fictional band lovers, man, are coming up with so many great ones.
Right?
Out of the woodwork. I can't believe how many there are and how many we didn't have time for in our segment. Joseph writes in, No Wild Stallions? Come on. Be excellent to each other. Remember their band from Bill and Ted?
Yes. That's right. What? Wild Stallions. Excellent.
What about this that I had totally forgotten about from Animal House, Otis Day and the Knights?
He loves us. Otis, my man.
Otis Day and the Knights. Another listener reminded us of How Do You Talk to an Angel? Remember The Heights?
How do you talk to an angel?
Big number one single from The Heights.
So
a lot of them out there, man. Great
Eddie
stuff.
And the Cruisers, too. Got a lot of love for Eddie and
Eddie
the Cruisers.
Cruisers.
I forgot about those guys. On the dark side.
Great song.
John Caffrey and the Beaver Brown Band.
Great song.
That's still me, right?
All right.
Kevin, you remember any of the Cruisers, don't you?
Just barely by name. I mean, not really.
That was great.
Yeah.
That first movie was good, right?
Yes, it was excellent.
Eddie the Cruisers. I don't remember the sequel being much, but...
Eddie Lives!
That's right. Eddie Lives. All right, we'll press pause on that conversation and get into the rest of the Showbiz Beat with our friend Ralph Garman here on a Friday. What's going on?
Well, we still haven't heard yet whether Supergirl's being renewed, which gives me great anxiety.
That's weird.
On the bubble.
I love that show.
There's rumors that Supergirl... may not be brought back. There's rumors that it may be moved over. CBS might give it up, and then they would pick up production with the CW. They put it on that network, which seems certainly appropriate.
That would be a good fit.
Go along with its counterparts Flash and Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow over there. So
I like it.
That is causing me great anxiety, but I'm happy to announce that Melissa Benoist continues to work. She just picked up a starring role in the new film Patriots Day. This is the Mark Wahlberg film about the Boston Marathon bombing and then the citywide manhunt to find the terrorists behind it afterwards. Michelle Monaghan also stars along with Wahlberg. J.K. Simmons, good cast. Candy Alexander. Movie begins shooting in Boston.
They're shooting now.
Are they shooting currently?
Mm-hmm.
And will open on December the 21st. Later this year. So, Melissa Benoist added to the cast. That's good news. Good to see you.
That's a real life story that I think lends itself to an excellent movie.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a hard watch.
It is going to be hard. Yeah.
It's like I have purposely avoided any of the 9/11 based films. It's just too difficult for me to go back and relive that in a fictional way and pull. I can't remove myself enough from my emotions of the day to sort of enjoy the presentation of it. You know?
But I suspect when the Charlie Sheen, Whoopi Goldberg stuck in an elevator during 9/11 movie comes out, then you'll be willing to tackle that topic.
I'm watching.
Kidding?
In music news, Austin City Limits Festival is a big deal each and every year in Austin, Texas. It runs from September 30th through October the 2nd, then from October 7th through the 9th. in Austin, as you can imagine. Great lineup this year for that festival, if you like to travel for your music festivals. LCD Sound System will be playing. Chaim also playing. Kendrick Lamar. More than 130 artists will perform on 8 stages, but the headliners this year have just been announced. Mumford & Sons.
How is Kendrick Lamar not a headliner?
Because he's whatever compared to Mumford & Sons.
Okay.
Banjos, first of all. Washboards. Okay.
Jugs.
So, jugs.
Suspenders. Old-timey mustaches.
Broom handle basses. And Radiohead. Radiohead.
Yeah.
Doing their thing.
And if that's not enough, Bean, LL Cool J will be there.
Oh,
oh man.
Really, Allie, yes, did you have to?
That's such a bad noise. Stop making that noise.
Good God.
It's not me, man. It's LL Cool J.
No, it's you.
He can't stop.
The Met Gala has become such a celebrity cluster F.
That's when I stopped going, because it stopped.
I remember you stopped attending.
Right.
You used to love to put on your latest Tom Ford, whatever that creation was he would do for you.
Right.
And you would show up at the Met Gala just to appreciate the art that is fashion,
but
Kevin.
Then you see all the fakers and the posers.
Right, people
like,
showing
no,
just for the publicity. I think it was the year Kim Kardashian showed up in that couch cover that really was the one that
kind of killed it.
That killed it for you. I remember you said, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Well, this year, the biggest disaster was Madonna.
Oh, no.
She showed up in a very strange Givenchy dress that exposed her butt and her breasts through sheer lace panels, and then she covered her nipplage in what appears to be black duct tape. And her hair was, well, in the words of one blogger, it looked like you slept in someone else's wig. She got really just generally bashed by everyone. For that outfit. Now she's claiming ageism and sexism in society for people who are attacking her outfit. Because she dared to show her buttocks and bosoms. She says that's why people are attacking her. Not because she looked like a hot mess, but because it's ageism and sexism. The fact that people actually believe a woman is not allowed to express her sexuality and be adventurous past a certain age is proof that we still live in an ageist, sexist society.
So she thinks if Beyonce had showed up with the exact same outfit, we would all be oohing and aahing how awesome she looked.
Yes.
I don't 100% disagree with her.
But she looked like ass.
Yeah, I think people were hard on her.
If she showed up and looked great, if it was a cool dress and she looked beautiful, yeah. I don't think anybody would have a problem with it.
It sounds like a horrible outfit.
Yes,
what it sounds
like. Was.
It didn't look good.
She said people also complain about her hair are people who just hate bird's nests, she said. So
did she say that?
Not, I don't know if she did or not, but she should say it if she didn't. That's what I would say if I was Madonna.
Claire Danes, though.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. She's a little princess. Yeah.
Tell me.
And then that other person who wore that other outfit.
Right.
Looks
she
great.
Looked good, too. Ooh. I thought she looked good as well.
And wonderful. The guy who wore that suit, he looked good.
Or it was the suit wearing him,
right?
Come on. Guys, do you think it must be tough to be Madonna, who was so adored with every move she made for about 25 years and then wasn't? Do you think it must be very difficult for her to get used to being Madonna in the 21st century?
I think...
Doesn't seem as good.
I think she's made an error in judgment, a rare error in judgment, whereas she always seemed to stay on top of the curve and sort of redefine herself ahead of whatever the trends were and what have you. I think now she spends a lot of her time trying to recapture whatever her past images used to be and play up on that. And I think it's people are getting tired of it.
Yeah, I think about her in terms of Lady Gaga, who also went through that very fashion-forward phase in her life for a number of years.
She still dresses up weird stuff. But then she went classic for a while.
Did she went? Now she's gone classic a little bit. Yeah. I feel like she's not continuing to chase that high anymore.
Right. Not so I think more meat dresses. No more meat dresses for her.
I guess what I'm saying is it seems like she, not that she's anywhere near the age of Madonna, but she kind of grew up a little faster than Madonna did, I think.
Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Gabourey Sidibe is 33 years old today. Actress Adrienne Palicki is 33.
Tyra!
And
she was Tyra on Friday Night Lights. Yes, Ralph, thank you.
And Akbar... Vajbiamila.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
It's not easy.
Vajbiamila. Akbar Gabbagia Biamilla.
I feel like that's as close as any of us are going to get.
Yeah. American Ninja Warrior announcer. He is 37 years old. And George Clooney, the Cloon Dog. GC. Geo. Cloonology.
Just
let him go, Kevin.
Okay, he's the best. He's the best. Go check out the James Corden video of him and Gwen Stefani and Julia Roberts all driving in James Corden's car to use the HOV lane. Wildly entertaining. 7 minutes. He is 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And now, a moment with Bean.
He's a great ancillary.
Right, what
he's
you
a great ancillary character.
That was a moment with Bean.
Wow. Ancillary?
Ancillary, that's the word.
Yeah.
Three strikes and you're out, though, on that one, right?
Yeah, you were a broken shutter.
Yeah.
Just swinging in the breeze.
No coming back from that. All right, Friday morning at the Kevin Beach Show, 9:37. Time for another look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
James Corden. Right?
Right?
Right,
James
Corden.
Very funny.
He's very funny, so
I don't
charming.
Watch his late-night show as much as I should.
You don't watch
his
late-night show?
I watch it sometimes. But
I like it because of its format, which is all of the guests on the couch at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it lends itself to a fun conversation.
I agree.
And he also does, of course, that great carpool karaoke bit, which has just been awesome. Latest one this week is Gwen Stefani, where they drive along singing some of her biggest hits, I Used to Love You, Don't Speak. And then they need two more passengers to use the HOV lane. And so James Corden makes a phone call, and George Clooney hops in the back seat. And then they need a fourth, of course, so Clooney makes this phone call.
Hey, no, I'm with James. He needs a James Corden. Yeah, no, we need a fourth. Gwen's here. Gwen Stefani's here. Oh, okay, good. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
She coming?
Yeah, now she's coming.
Yeah, now she's coming.
Now she's coming.
Julia Roberts is the girl he's calling. Hmm. She hops in the back. And then they all drive along singing Hollaback Girl. Clooney's like, that's my S. That's my S. And he's singing in the back seat. It's very entertaining. Speaking of Mr. Clooney and Ms. Roberts, their new movie, Money Monster, is in theaters everywhere on May the 13th. However, we're having a special K-Rock advanced screening of this film. Would you like to see it on the 11th at the Arclight Hollywood? Of course you would. Clooney, Roberts, directed, of course, by Jodie Foster. No slouch herself. For more information about the movie, you can see moneymonster-movie.com. And if you'd like to see the film, give us a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through, we'll get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Money Monster.
Hey, Ralph.
Yes, Bean.
Take your time on the showbiz report.
Bean.
I mean, really, like, just Bean. Let's get deep into all the stories. And if there's anything you've been wanting to bring up but haven't had time, today's
Ralph,
your day.
Just do your thing. Like, do it.
However long you need, Ralph.
Yeah, just do your thing.
You know our cheese intolerant friend Allie?
Right, sure.
She decided, what the hell, I'll have pizza.
Yeah, she took a gamble. She rolled the dice.
Right.
She rolled
right.
the dice.
She rolled the dice.
Good for her.
And how did that turn out?
Listen. I said before we went
oh,
on air.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
If I leave, please don't bring it up. And
right.
then I said, I know you will, but just don't bring it up.
Well,
but
why would you say that? You know, by saying don't bring it up, you're saying to Bean, use this against me and embarrass
yeah, you're
me.
You're begging
no,
me to bring
I'm
it up.
I'm not
but
leaving.
Hold, please.
Yeah?
He didn't bring it up
you're
after
right.
you left. Bean is technically correct on this one.
What
I'm saying is there impending disaster?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, there's impending
just
disaster.
Go ahead.
Yes.
What else is new?
Well, I left a story on the printer in the other room. Can I go in
yeah,
the other
yeah,
room?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
take
your time.
I'll be right back.
To
talk
do
about
that.
Yourself.
Oh,
you
for
take
the
your time.
Love of God.
Yeah, let's just wait. This is
fun. It's probably a good story if you left it on the printer.
Is your tummy grumbling, Allie? Does
oh,
it give you a heads up?
Yeah, definitely. It's making some noises and mm-hmm. letting me know, hey, that wasn't cool, what you did.
I thought we had a deal about no cheese. What's up with that?
Yeah, sometimes it's...
Is that the right story, Ralph? Are you positive?
Okay,
because
Ralph.
It's
okay.
the right one. Yeah,
all right, okay. Sure. I printed it out and then I left it on the printer in the other room.
Oh, good.
And I just,
okay.
Well,
why
take your
get
time.
To it?
Glad we
yep.
had a minute.
Get to it.
This is an interesting story. This is from Billboard, who keeps track of that sort of thing. Allie, would you like another piece of pizza?
Oh, no, I'm
we
good.
We have a pizza right
I'm
there
good.
For you. Slice.
I'm good.
You
yeah,
slice?
No, I'm good.
You sure you don't
thank
want a piece?
Thank you, though. That is very sweet.
Billboard released its list of the top selling artists of 2015. 2015.
Top so this is money they made not on tours and endorsements and things like that, but just selling music.
The ever-topical Billboard letting us know who sold most records for 2015 as we approach June of 2016. But still, these are your numbers. I thought they were interesting. Top 10 sales for albums in 2015.
Tokyo Tony.
Tokyo Tony did not make in the top 10. Anyone else? Anyone hazard a guess?
Von Miller!
Von Miller didn't make it either. I'll tell you, this is a surprise. Meghan Trainor. Meghan Trainor at number 10.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think about her as a big seller.
I don't either, but she did very well. One Direction was 8th.
Sure.
$3.1 million in sales. Isn't it amazing how tiny the numbers are for album sales compared to what they used to be?
Yeah, because you can stream hundreds of millions of streams and make like a nickel.
Yeah. This is going to shock you. I don't even know they had a new album out in 2015, but apparently
Stained.
They did. Not Stained, no. AC/DC. Did they have an album out in 2015?
I don't think so. Is it possible just catalog from their tour being so successful?
Oh, maybe people were buying the record after they saw the live show. $3.4 million. They were the 10th largest seller of records in 2015. I think it's that Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Chief power song. Yeah. So
giant
popular.
Hit they had.
Justin Bieber, 6th. The Weeknd was 5. Then Luke Bryan and Ed Sheeran were tied at 4th place with $4 million each.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, any guesses for number 3?
The Riddler? great guess.
The Riddler's album underperformed. It didn't do what they expected. Drake.
N.W.A., man.
No, Drake. $4.4 million in sales. Then is a big leap at number 2 with Taylor Swift with $7.2 million in sales. But she's crushed by number 1.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Music star, Falco.
Not Falco, nor BNL.
Hoobastank.
Hooba did not make a number 1 slot. No surprise, Adele, number 1.
Oh, Adele.
Oh, you mean
sure.
Adele.
Creed.
I told you it was Adele.
I think he already gave the answer.
I said Adele already out loud.
No, it's not Creed, okay.
$16.3 million in sales for her in 2015.
Flobots.
Hey, Rob, since we have time, would you read number 100 through 11, please?
Hi.
Sure, here we go.
We have to get out of here.
Starting at 100.
Don't Bogart that joint.
No, starting at 100.
Okay.
The Bay City Rollers starting at 100. I guess they're
that is a surprise.
Still moving.
Right.
Right. How about that? All right. That's okay. How about this? What if we look at total earnings?
Tours
and sales.
Okay.
For the top 10 artists. Okay.
This is clammy.
This is also from Billboard. The rest of the 10 top 10 of biggest earning acts of 2015. Maroon 5.
You don't like that, Allie?
I'm going to go.
What?
Nothing.
Maroon 5. Adele is 9th. I guess because her tour really hasn't geared up, right?
Yeah,
she's doing that this year, right?
Yeah, limited dates last year, right?
U2, 8th. Luke Bryan at number 7.
Boy, he's huge, isn't he?
Yeah.
Come on.
Number 6, The Grateful Dead.
Seriously.
You're sweating a little bit,
Allie. Okay.
You're sweating.
Just go.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
How about that?
Don't care.
Bogus. At number 5, One Direction.
Oh, gosh.
They brought in $24.2 million total. That's live performances and sales. Billy Joel, 4th. We live in a world where Billy Joel is the 4th largest moneymaker of 2015.
Allie, you like Billy Joel, don't you?
Right? Let's sing some Billy Joel songs together, shall we?
You guys, my butt is so clenched. Just go.
And Paul at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or a light up his smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be.
Keep singing.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Rolling Stone, 3rd. Rolling Stone, 3rd. Kenny Chesney, number 2 on the Billboard list. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. And number 1, sadly.
Good Charlotte.
The money coming from the 1989 tour at the evil succubus Taylor Swift. $73.5 million is what she made last year. That's a year's earnings for her.
Yeah, that's not bad for 26-year-olds.
We've got a great week coming up, you guys. Stone Bogart.
No, we got lots more showbiz news to cover. Chickaboom. What are you doing? A little dance there? You got a little dance going on?
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday.
Cat is not going to be happy.
No, she is not.
I'll tell you that.
Whole new meaning to the phrase cat box. Right? George Clooney's 55 years old today. Adrian Palicki turns 33. Gabourey Sidibe's 33 years old. And Clippers point guard.
Point guard. Right.
Chris Paul, 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So it's Friday. You guys think, like, this afternoon when you're driving
home.
For
the love of God, Kevin.
Yes.
Would you enjoy an hour of commercial-free music?
I would, but yes. That's impossible, Kevin. That can't happen because advertising has to happen. That's just the way
Thank
radio
God we
works,
have the help
Kevin.
Of Honda people.
This afternoon at 5 o'clock, there's an hour of commercial-free music.
The heck you say? How is that made possible?
A random act of helpfulness from... Hey,
bye, Allie. Hey, we're not done the show yet. We're not...
the SoCal helpful Honda dealers.
Oh. Them in their blue shirts.
Sounds to me, Kevin, like we all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5.
That's correct.
Okay. Bye, Allie.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
She's a butt biter.
Right? Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, doesn't that sound wild?
I pooped my pants.
Roll another one.
Hello there.
Just like the other one.
Speaking of me.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Can you get the EPA involved, maybe? Is that...
I need another hit.
I'm offended by something on the internet, and there should be nothing offending on the internet. How dare you offend me? This is the internet. You can't offend me.
I have no idea what that means.
Roll another one.
Let's go to Berlin.
Just like the other one.
Yeah, I hear you believe in a lot of crazy stuff.
This one seems to be about to end.
Ah, yes, the beer.
I don't have another cent.
My friends, America needs to repent.
But the world guard that joined.
This is so not sexy.
Just pass it around.
These people are professionals. They are trained.
But the world guard that joined, my friend.
It gave me a boner.
But just pass it on down.
I'm very proud of what you've done. It has been an honor and a privilege to work side by side with you to strengthen our democracy. And with that, I just have two more words to say. Obama out.
And I just want to tell the world, damn, that was dope.
I'm into it. I hate it. I've hated every moment of it.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. You are so wonderful. Thank you. Enjoy your burrito.
I pooped my pants.